It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Participants in Rhode Island's medical marijuana program are raising concerns about proposed legislation that would eliminate a key component of that program, caregivers. Those are growers licensed by the state to provide medical marijuana for up to 5 patients. The bill would replace them with 2 larger medical marijuana cultivation and distribution centers. Caregivers and patients say that would limit their access to medical marijuana, but proponents of the bill say it would help regulate the state's medical marijuana industry. Joining me now to talk about the controversy that's brewing is Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter, Kristen Gourlay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kristen, we've been getting lots of comments from caregivers and patients in the state's medical marijuana program about this bill. What's in it and what are they so worried about?
Well, the bill would eliminate caregivers from the state's medical marijuana program, as you said. And the way the program works now is that patients or a designated caregiver, both of whom have to register with the state, by the way, can grow a small amount of marijuana for themselves or a patient. The idea is to give people who can't travel or can't afford retail marijuana from what Rhode Island calls a compassion center a more affordable and accessible supply. This bill would get rid of caregivers and instead license 2 cultivation and distribution centers. And caregivers and patients say this is just a thinly veiled attempt to corner the market on marijuana sales. They're worried prices will go up and patients will have to travel too far.
And are they right, Kristen? The lobbyist behind this bill, Peter Petrarca, is working with a newly registered corporation, the Rhode Island Growers and Distributors. Seems like they would be in a position to make some money if this bill passes.
Possibly. It's hard to say at this point. Petrarca says his client simply wants to see stronger regulation of the marijuana grown and sold here, and centralizing that cultivation is the way to do it. I reached out to Douglas De Simone, the owner of Rhode Island Growers and Distributors, but I haven't heard back from him. The lobbyist, Peter Petrarca, told me caregivers weren't regulated, but the cultivation centers would be. Actually, state regulations cover licensing of caregivers and limiting the number of plants they can grow as well as the number of patients. So if you exceed those limits, you're breaking the law. But caregivers are not inspected or monitored by the state's health department, which runs the medical marijuana program. The agency does not have to vouch for the safety of medical marijuana products grown and sold in Rhode Island. So it's really up to state police to just enforce the law. And they tell me they're busier than ever. They're finding more and more caregivers who are growing more than they're allowed. And they're worried about some more dangerous kinds of home medical marijuana manufacturing.
Kristen, we should say there are more than 3,000 caregivers registered in the state's medical marijuana program. We haven't seen any evidence that a majority of them are breaking the law. Can we say the program as it is now is generally working? Are patients able to access what they need?
Yes, patients, caregivers, and their advocates tell me the program isn't perfect, but they say patients with conditions like chronic pain or advanced cancer are finding relief from the medical marijuana they obtain from caregivers or at compassion centers. I think one outstanding question is, should the state be required to monitor the safety of medical marijuana products? Some advocates think so. Others say it's not necessary. It isn't practical right now. Could bigger growing and distribution centers solve that problem by centralizing everything? Maybe, but some patient advocates worry that would add overhead costs and jack up the price for patients on low incomes.
And another question, what happens if the state legalizes marijuana for recreational purposes and begins regulating and taxing it like alcohol? Growers, both big and small, would be poised to make some money, and the state could generate some new tax revenue.
Indeed, but the state-federal conflict over marijuana laws would remain, of course, until it's resolved or if it's resolved in the courts. State police might find themselves faced with a greater burden of enforcing laws governing legalized marijuana. And I wonder if legalizing it in general would help medical marijuana patients by giving them more options or restricting those options. That is unclear to me.
Well, Kristen Gourlay will continue tracking the proposed legislation to change the medical marijuana program here in Rhode Island. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you.